Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
Today I'm calling this program in on the phone. Farmers and the whole ag industry fought through 2019, a very brutal year. Export prices, trade war, and weather took a costly toll on the farmers. And now we need to turn the page and look at 2020. Last weekend, President Trump spoke to the American Farm Bureau Convention, and he told us that the best days for American farmers are yet to come. And China respects us now. They have committed to buy $80 billion of U.S. ag products in the next 2 years. That would be an enormous change, I might say. Sales to China in 2018 totaled $9 billion, and that was a 50% drop from 2017. Secretary Perdue has promised our farmers that USDA will enforce China's pledge to buy the $80 billion of our products. And he said, now let's grow the stuff, let's produce, and let's sell it. Farmers and ranchers at the Farm Bureau Convention were hoping the president would announce his changes to the Obama regulation known as Waters of the U.S. Getting rid of that rule was one of President Trump's promises when he ran for election. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval described that Obama rule as, and I quote, the largest federal land grab of our farms and our lands and taking our private property rights in the history of our country, end of quote. Farmers can't wait for President Trump to ditch the rule, and that should happen soon. President Trump is already in the process of changing the school lunch rules. He will give local school districts more freedom and flexibility in deciding the food available for school lunches and summer meals. President's been working hard in cutting regulations. Turn to the Congress. Sounds like they're spending all of their time trying to impeach the president. However, they did pass a bipartisan bill in the House to modernize the H-2A guest worker program. That bill has a strong backing of the American Farm Bureau. The bill would help provide needed farm labor to pick the strawberries and milk the cows. It would give those workers legal status. Although the bill passed the House, its future in the Senate is in doubt. Until next week, I am John Block.